Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic, we're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about the airlines. You know, recently we've seen some crazy videos from United Airlines. We've seen some stories in the news about Delta Airlines and you know, kicking passengers off the plane and all this stuff. And I just want you to say, I'm a person that travels 200 days a year, and I'm on the planes. I've always traveled a lot in my life, in my career, and I've always just been, I don't know, appalled at the level of inhumane treatment that one person gives another at the airport. And I know travel is stressful, and I know that a lot of people aren't used to it, and so it creates a stressful situation in your life. But let me tell you something. The words that come out of people's mouth when they're standing in front of the airline ticket counter, where they're talking to somebody, whether it be a representative from Delta or United Airlines or American Airlines or whatever, I'm appalled. If your children saw you speak to another human being like that, would they be proud? I don't think so. And so one of the things that happened to me recently is I was sitting on the tarmac in Minneapolis. I was trying to get to a regional airport to Des Moines, Iowa, because I had a gig down there in Des Moines the next day. And, of course, we're circling around the runway, and eventually they say, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to go back to the runway. We've got thunderstorms, and Delta says we can't fly today. And so I don't know. People just started to freak out. They started to get on their telephones, and they started to call their loved ones, and they just started to complain at a level that was just really entitled. And I always like Louis C.K.'s stand-up comedy bit where he says, you know, you get to fly through the air like a Greek god, and you complain about the fact that your flight didn't arrive on time? You know, you complain about the fact that this wondrous technology didn't quite get you there on time. I mean, we really need to step back and say, wow, I'm grateful for the fact that I don't have to travel in a horse and buggy from Minneapolis to Des Moines. That would take me 4 days, right? I get to go in an airplane. And, you know, you just have to be able to roll with those punches. And I just say, could we just take a moment to understand that person in front of us, it's not their fault that the plane got canceled. They didn't dictate the weather. They didn't order a thunderstorm. And by the way, you probably didn't want to fly through that thunderstorm anyway, because it's probably not a smart idea to fly in a metal tube through a thunderstorm. And so when faced with those moments, can we just all take a deep breath? And can we just realize that the person that's standing in front of us at the Delta Airlines counter is a human with a family, with kids, with a wife or a husband. And as soon as you roll up to them, just, you know, chewing them out up and down, I mean, that probably ruins their day. That's their job. They're trying to make a living in that town. And you come up and you're the most important traveler that day? Probably not. So can we just treat each other with a level of respect and dignity and kindness? I can't tell you. You know, and I don't do it for this, but I can't tell you how many times I've gotten upgraded or how many times I got a free bag, because I just make sure that when I go to the counter, I smile, I look them in the eye, and I ask them how their day was. How are you doing today? And I just, maybe I'm a bright spot in their day, because that's a job that probably doesn't get a whole lot of thanks. What I'd like you to do today and all week this week is I'd like you to identify all the people that are working in jobs around you, at the gas station, at the grocery store, at the restaurant, at the fast food joint, on the airplanes. I want you to identify all those people who probably are susceptible to have a pretty bad day. And maybe could use a little kindness and could use a little smile. I want you to be that. I want you to be that person and make sure that at least one of their customers that day greeted them with a smile, treated them with respect, looked them in the eye, shook their hand, and said thank you. That's what I want you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this has been Mark's Motivational Minute. Make it a fantastic day. And more importantly, make it a fantastic day for somebody else.